McCartan is beloved for her music, her savvy, her generosity, but also for being the rare celebrity who has managed to rise above the polarization of a country that seems to agree on little except its admiration of her. She is careful not to appear to choose sides in our culture wars, and that circumspection creates a space for us to project ardently our own politics onto her choices. Perhaps she was surprised to learn how many people found an ad about hustling after your dream job, the real story of her own hard scrabble to superstardom life, to be political. But viewers of the ad saw it in the context of their own experiences, endlessly working, 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 working. What's interesting about the two versions of the song isn't what they tell us about Parton. It's what they show us about how, four decades later, our economy is still broadly failing the people who toil inside it. The original lyrics offer frustration and disbelief. What a way to make a living, and a clear diagnosis of the problem. Companies that aren't required to respect or take care of their workers. In Squarespace's hands, the words become a whole new way to make a living. A dream of escape, of going out on your own because you've given up on an economy that refuses to look out for you. But listeners reacting online kept mishearing that new line. They detected something a lot closer to how they actually experience our economy. Endless hustling, they heard, now offers neither solution nor escape. It is simply the only way to make a living.